Let us now round off this section by looking at a couple of questions. In the first example, we have Jonathan, who commenced trading on the 1st of December 2010, making a loss of £104,000 in his first accounting period, which ends on the 31st of December 2011. Prior to commencing to trade, Jonathan was employed, earning a salary of £1,500 per month. If Jonathan were to submit a loss relief claim under Section 72 for the loss incurred in 2010-11, how much loss can he relieve? Assume that he has no other income. Choose your answer, and when you are ready, please select Continue. Let us now take a look at the solution. We are asked to look at a loss of 2010-11, which is the first tax year in which Jonathan starts trading. Under the CYB opening year rules, his basis period will start on the 1st of December 2010, when he commences trading, and will run forward to the following 5th of April, that being the 5th of April 2011. The loss arising was £104,000, which arose during the 13 months leading up to the 31st of December 2011. The basis period is the period up to the 5th of April 2011, which is 4 months long. Consequently, the loss allocated to the tax year 2010-11 will be 4/13 of this figure, which is £32,000. Let us now look at how this loss will be utilised. The loss arising in 2010-11 is £32,000. We now look at the three previous tax years. In 2007-08, Jonathan had net income of £18,000 based on his salary of £1,500 per month. He also had the same net income in 2008-09. The loss must go back to the earlier of the three preceding tax years. So we will reduce the 2007-08 net income by £18,000. Then it will automatically go forward to the following tax year. As there is £14,000 of the £32,000 loss left, it will reduce 2008-09 net income by £14,000. The total loss that will be relieved will therefore be £32,000, which is answer A. Let us go through the solution to Miranda. Miranda ceased trading on the 31st of July 2010, having drawn accounts previously to the 31st of December. Her terminal losses will be the losses arising in the final 12 months of trade. We calculate terminal losses on a tax year basis. First, we work out the loss arising in the final tax year, which here is 2010-11. We therefore calculate losses in the 4-month period from the 6th of April 2010 to the 31st of July 2010. Next, we work out losses for 2009-10. This will be for the 8-month period from the 1st of August 2009 to the 5th of April 2010. Once we have losses for these 2 years, we can add them together to form the terminal loss. We start with the loss of the final tax year. The loss arising between April 2010 and the date of cessation is a proportion of the loss of the final 7 months. Here we take 4 months of the loss, which is £8,000. To this we need to add overlap relief of £3,000. The loss of the final year is therefore £11,000. There are two calculations to perform to calculate the loss in 2009-10. Between the 1st of January 2010 and the 5th of April 2010, there was a loss of £6,000. This is simply 3 months of the loss arising in the final accounts period. Next, we need to consider the profits arising between August 2009 and December 2009. In this 5-month period, we have a profit of £7,500. If we add these together, you will see that there is a net profit of £1,500 for the 8 months to the 5th of April 2010. Where the results of the penultimate year show a profit, this can be ignored. It does not reduce the terminal loss claim. The terminal loss, which can be carried back 3 years, is therefore £11,000. The correct answer is therefore answer C. That concludes this session on losses in the opening and closing years of a trade.